Ukraine security issue.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories Irina Vereshchuk announced voluntary evacuation from the liberated from occupiers southern Ukrainian territories. Ukraine as a state will cover all related costs. According to her, residents of the deoccupied city of Kherson expressed their desire to evacuate. In particular, these are vulnerable categories of citizens who don't have enough money to leave the city. This is only a voluntary evacuation. I don't talk about a mandatory one. Voluntary means that the state assumes responsibility for transportation, accommodation, medical care, and provision of everything necessary for children. Many people express their desire to evacuate. They say that, for example, in the eastern district of Kherson, they suffered from shelling. Many older people cannot help themselves and need help. Our task is to reach people, offer them evacuation and transport them to the western regions and to the Kirovohrad, Khmelnytsky and Poltava regions. Everyone is waiting for our Kherson citizens. We have funds, understanding and experience, said Irina Vereshchuk.
У нас є на це кошти, розуміння, і саме головне, у нас є досвід.
In some liberated settlements, it will be difficult to survive the winter due to critical infrastructure objects damaged by the Russian invaders, mining and shelling. Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin said that over the past 2 months, more than 700 bodies have been found in the deoccupied territories of Kharkiv, Donetsk and Kherson regions, almost 90% of which were civilians. 216 persons, including 17 Russian prisoners of war, have already been informed of the suspicion of committing war crimes, and the rest are suspected in absentia. Among the suspected military Russian crimes are the following types of war crimes: attacks and bombing of populated areas and civilian objects, and cruel treatment of the civilian population. 73 persons have already been informed of suspicion of this type of crime, 35 for the intentional murder of civilians and 6 for sexual violence. One of these persons is charged with murder, said Andriy Kostin. According to the data of the Prosecutor General's office, as a result of the full-scale war in Ukraine, more than 8,000 civilians died, including almost 500 children. Ukrenergo plans to ease restrictions on electricity supply, but the work will continue until the power supply of all supply systems is fully restored. At the same time, the company plans to use electricity outages practiced in Kyiv, Chernihiv, Cherkasy, Zhytomyr, Sumy, Kharkiv, Poltava and Donetsk regions. In all other areas, the duration of outages will be shorter. Earlier, the chairman of the board of Ukrenergo, Volodymyr Kudrytsky, said that the situation in the energy system would improve if there were no new Russian attacks on the infrastructure. Andriy Yermak, the head of the president's office, informed that due to the attacks on infrastructure by the Russian occupiers, Ukraine desperately needs an effective anti-missile defense before the onset of winter. So Ukraine and its allies are preparing a joint declaration on the Ukrainian air shield. According to him, it should be a complex multi-level system of anti-aircraft and anti-missile defense of Ukraine. And this will contribute to the common aviation security of the entire European continent. Meanwhile, Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the president's office, said that the Russian authorities have not officially approached Ukraine about peace negotiations. Still, they only cover themselves with the word negotiations and instead continue to launch missile strikes, kill the civilian population and destroy the energy industry. The Russian Federation never offers any negotiations. It uses the word negotiations in the information company to say, look, here we are massively killing people, we have damaged energy, but we want peace. They do not offer peace to us directly or anywhere else. Peace consists of two phases. The first is to stop shelling Ukrainian territory with cruise missiles. And the second is to withdraw its troops from the territory of a sovereign state. After that, we can talk about peace negotiations, said Mykhailo Podolyak. According to Colin Kahl, the Pentagon chief political advisor, one of the reasons for the massive Russian strikes on Ukraine's territory is the occupiers' intention to try to exhaust the reserves of Ukrainian air defense. They want to achieve dominance in the sky. He explained that the West transfers Ukrainians to NATO equipment in all directions, particularly to NASAMS air defense systems, which according to the Pentagon currently have 100% operational efficiency in Ukraine. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who visited Kyiv on an unannounced visit, promised a large aid package to Ukraine in the field of air defense. The announced package for almost $60 million will include in particular more than 100 anti-aircraft guns, radars and means of combating Iranian kamikaze drones. The Security Forum in Halifax awarded the John McCain Award for Leadership in Public Service to all women of Ukraine. According to the son of the deceased senator, Jack McCain, Ukrainian women unwittingly became heroes, demonstrating courage, honor, and dignity that inspires us all. The First Lady, Olena Zelenska, accepted the award on behalf of Ukrainian women. The John McCain Award for Leadership in Public Service is awarded annually to individuals from any country who have demonstrated exceptional leadership in the fight for justice.